Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding at the top of daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about three cases where we are Matzilin Osan Benafshan and three cases where we're not Matzilin Osan Benafshan, saving the person through the life of the person who's about to commit the crime. The Gemara then suggests three different suggestions for how we know that a Rotzeach is Nitol Matzila Benafshan, that you're allowed to kill a potential Rotzeach before he commits his crime. Then we're going to talk about how we know that an Aron Merasa is Nitol Matzila Benafshan. Someone who's about to rape an Aron Merasa, you're allowed to kill him as well. The Braisa is going to darshan each word of the pasuk of Elinar Lo Sasa Davar to teach when Nitan Latzila Benafsho and when not Nitan Latzila Benafsho. On Ambez, the Gemara is going to have three different shitos of what we use the two exclusions from Nitan Latzila Benafsho to teach, meaning in the pasuk there are two separate exclusions to teach that apparently there are two cases where not Nitan Latzila Benafsho. So what three different possibilities, three shitos, what those two exceptions are. The Gemara is then going to explain the machlokas, whether you can kill the guy if the girl says to leave him alone. There's a machlokas, can you still kill the guy if the girl says, no, it's okay, leave him. So what is that machlokas about? And then at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to have five different explanations how to reconcile the fact that Chayavi Krisus pay a knas, that if someone is a relative who's chayav krisus, so he pays a knas for being ma'anis to the girl, how do you reconcile that with the fact that he's nitol latzila benafsho, that even if he's not ma'anis, if he's boel, a girl who's chayav krisus, that you're allowed to kill him, if he's chayav misa, then he shouldn't have to pay a knas. So we're going to have five ways to resolve that issue. So let's begin at the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the top. Ve'elu ein shem atzilu nosam benafsho, and the following can be saved by killing them. Harodev achaver lahargo, you see someone chasing someone else to kill them, you're allowed to kill the potential murderer. Ve'achar azachar, you see someone chasing after someone to do mishkav zachar, you're allowed to kill the person who's about to do the mishkav zachar. Ve'achar na'am rasa, someone chasing after na'am rasa, a young girl who had erisin, so you're allowed to kill the man who's about to be boel, the na'am rasa. However, aval, harodev achar behema, if someone is about to commit bestiality, someone is about to be mechal Shabbos, someone is about to worship avodah zarah, ein matzilin osan benafshan, you may not kill them to prevent them from doing this avera. So says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, minayin l'rodev achaver lahargo shenitol latzila benafsho, how do I know that if you see someone going to kill somebody else, that you are allowed to kill the potential murderer? So the Gemara is going to have three different suggestions. Talmud Lomar, first suggestion of the Gemara, lo samar al dam reyecha. Pasuk says, lo samar al dam reyecha, one cannot stand idly by as someone else's life is threatened. You need to do something about it. So if someone is trying to kill somebody else, you need to kill the potential murderer. Says Gemara, vahala hachiyudasa. Is that really what lo samar al dam reyecha is mechadesh? That you're allowed to kill a murderer? Hami bayle lecha detanya. No, lo samar al dam reyecha is already needed to teach us what it teaches in the following brisa. Minayin leroes chaveru shu tovea binahar. A much less confrontational case. There's no one trying to commit any crimes. You see somebody drowning. Ochaya gorarto. You see a wild beast attacking a person. O listin by in a love, or you see bandits are going after a person. Shuchayv latzilo, just get the person out of danger. That's what we're looking to teach. Tam lomer l'sam l'adam reecha. That's what I learned from l'sam l'adam reecha. Not this additional chiddush I'm allowed to kill a potential murderer, but no, someone is in distress. I can't just say, you know what, it's not my business. Whatever situation he's in, that's his business. Why am I not going to mix in? If I see somebody in distress, I have an obligation to go out of my way and to save him. That's what I learned from Lo Samar Al Dam Reecha. So says Gemara, Eino Chinami, you're right. That's what we learned from Lo Samar Al Dam Reecha. Evel, Nitan Latzila Benafsho Minalon. So now we're back to square one. How do I know Nitan Latzila Benafsho, that when someone is about to be Bolin Aram Ras or expected to be, to, well, we're specifically focusing on Rodev Acher Chaver Lahargo. How do I know that I'm allowed to kill him? So Asya Bekal V'chomer Minara Murasa. We learn it from a Kal V'chomer, from someone who's about to be Baal Anar Murasa. Ma Anar Murasa Shaloba Elo Lepogma Amra Torah Nitan Latzila Benafsho. If by Nara Murasa, where all the guy is going to do to the girl is to be pogame the girl, he's going to ruin her in that way, in a certain way, but he's not going to kill her, and yet you're still allowed to kill the man who is trying to be pogame this girl. Rodev Archaver Lahargo Alachs Kama V'Kama. When one man is chasing another man to kill him, then for sure you're allowed to kill the potential criminal. Says the Gemara, okay, it's a nice Kal V'Chomer, but V'Chion Shin Min Adin, do we give an onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer? Which is interesting, we're assuming that this is considered an onesh, that the idea that Nitan Latzila B'Nafsho is considered like an onesh. Normally V'Chion Shin Min Adin relates to onesh and Beis Din, that Beis Din is going to issue an onesh. This is not with due process or anything, this is just in the heat of the moment, you see this happening and you do it, but we still apply the notion of Ein Onshin Min Adin. We've discussed many times what the reason is for Ein Onshin Min Adin. Rav Yosef Engel and Beis HaOtzar has many, many reasons why Ein Onshin Min Adin. The most basic reasons, though, are that Kal V'Chomer is something that's based on logic, and if we're going to apply an Onesh based on our own logic, what if our logic is wrong? What if we mess up in the logic? It will then turn out that we have killed someone or we have hurt someone unnecessarily. The other major svara for Ein Onshin Min Adin is that whenever we give an onesh, the purpose is not just to give an onesh, the purpose is that the person should be able to achieve kapara. If a lesser onesh, if a lesser crime achieves kapara with this onesh, it does not necessarily mean that a greater crime will achieve kapara with this onesh. And if the guy is not going to be able to achieve kapara through the onesh, well then it's not worth it. It's not worth doing it because we're just assaulting the person. Those are the basic svaras of Ein Onshin Min Adin. But anyway, so the Gemara says, this second possibility, how do I know you're allowed to kill a guy who's about to kill somebody else? After all, where do we ever see that you're allowed to commit murder just to save somebody else's life? The second possibility, that we learn it from a Kal V'Chomer, from Nara Murasa, doesn't seem to work because it relies on Onshin Min Adin. So says Gemara, a third possibility. Debei Rebbe Tana, Debei Rebbe teaches, yeah, we learn it from Naram Rasa, but it's not a Kal V'Chomer, Hekeshahu. Rather, it's a Hekesh. Ki kasher yakum ishal re'ehu v'ratzcho nefesh. The Torah explicitly says that a Naram Rasa is just like murder. V'chimal l'manu me'ratzeach me'ata. What exactly do we learn from Rotzeach about the halachos of Naram Rasa? Meaning, it sounds like the Torah is telling me, oh, if you want to know more about Naram Rasa, think about what the halachos are when it comes to Ritzicha. So clearly there's nothing to learn about Naram Rasa from Ritzicha, so it must be the Hekesh is meant to go in the other direction. That there are things to learn from Ritzicha, there are things to learn about Ritzicha from Naram Rasa. Makish Rotzeach, Naram Rasa, Ma Naram Rasa, Nitan Latzilo Benafsho, Af Rotzeach, Nitan Latzilo Benafsho. Just like Naram Rasa, you're allowed to save the girl by killing the guy who's about to be Boel her, so to Rotzeach, you're allowed to save the victim by killing the potential perpetrator. So it's a Hekish, it is not a Kal V'Chomer. Tosus points out that when we say Latzilo Benafsho, you save him with his life. Who's the him and who's the his? Who are you saving with whose life? So he says, Mashma Salashin is Shematzilin HaNirdav Benafsho Shal Rodev. Reuven is chasing after Shimon to kill him. You can save Shimon Benafsho Shal Reuven by killing Reuven. He says, Avalo Yitachin Lefarish Kain Barodev Achar HaBehema. But it's hard to say that if the case is the guy is Rodev Achar Behema. What, you're saving the Behema with the Nefesh of the guy who's about to be Baal Behema? Okay, it's about Lefichach Nir Lefarish. Therefore, Tos says, I think better is Dematzilin Es HaAdam Min HaAveira B'nafsho Shalatzmo. If you see Reuven about to kill Shimon, you're allowed to save Reuven from the Aveira that he's about to commit by killing Reuven. That the he and the him are both Reuven. They're both the guy who's about to commit the Aveira. So the problem is, Avokashim Naram Rasa, the Kamashinitim Lahatzila
b'nafsho.
Problem is, the lashon we use when the guy is chasing an aram rasa is that you're allowed to lahatzila, save her b'nafsho. So it sounds like the one you're saving is the victim and not the perpetrator who's about to commit the crime that you're saving from committing the avera. V'im tomer says to us, "Kivin the mehachi alfim the rasech nitzal hatzil b'nafsho lameli krabe tovei avinar v'chay gerarto hash chaver har kedei latzilo hasam lo kolshkein v'lo mestarv lememer the chaver har." He says, but then the difficulty we run into is once I have a source that you're allowed to save a person who's about to commit murder by killing him, then of course, if you see someone drowning, you have an obligation to save him. That doesn't even involve you killing anybody. It just involves you doing something and trying to save a life. So isn't that obvious? Why do I need those Samad al Dam Re'echa to teach me that? So this is an important chiddush. When you see a rodei v'chaver lahargo, you have a mitzvah sasei to save him. But when you see someone drowning b'nahar, you have it's a lo sasei to not save him. So there's an additional element, there's an additional level of chiyuv, specifically that it becomes a lo sasei. That's how Tosos suggests. There are other suggestions in the Rishonim, but that is what Tosos suggests. Says Gemara, v'narim rasu gufa minalan. So good. So I learned that you see rodei v'chaver lahargo, that you're allowed to kill him from a hekish with narim rasa. How do I know that it's true about narim rasa? That if you see a guy about to be bala narim rasa, that you're allowed to kill the man? Kedetan de Rabbi Shmuel, detan de Rabbi Shmuel, detan de Rabbi Shmuel taught. Pasuk says ve'ein moshiyala, that if there's no one there to save Nebuch, the poor girl, then the guy commits the crime and then he's going to have to pay the knas, and she's not going to be punished, but he'll be punished. But the implication is it's all because there was no one there. Hayesh moshiyala b'kaldav shiach aloshia. If anyone was there to save her, you got to do whatever you can, however you can possibly save her. Gufa, minayin l'ros chaver shu tovei b'nar chay garato listen b'nei lav shu chayv lasilo. So the Brisa tells us, how do I know that if you see someone in distress, you see someone drowning, you see someone being attacked by wild beasts, that you have to do something about it? You have to try to save them. Tamalomer lo samen al dam reyacha. Pasuk says lo samen al dam reyacha. V'hamehacha nafka mehasam nafka. Wait, is that really from lo samen al dam reyacha? I thought we know this from a different pasuk. Avedas gufo minayin. How do I know that if someone's life is about to be lost, you have to do something about it? Tamalomer vashivosalo. They have a mitzvah vashavas aveda. So says Gemara, no, I need both. If I only had vashivosalo, I would say you have to go out of your way. If you are a lifeguard and you know how to swim, you have to go out of your way to save the person from drowning. Aval mitrach megar agure emalo. But I would think you don't have to go so far as to find others and hire other people to do it. So kamashmalan. That's why Lasamar Adam Reyecha tells me that you even have to go so far as to hire other people to do it. Now in the Isser Veheter Ha'aruch, he says that if it's a suffix sakana for you, then you don't have to do it. I mean, you don't have to save someone else's life if it's going to mean putting yourself in a suffix sakana. However, the Beis Yosef in the Choshem Mishpatzim in Tav Chavav, Kazmishna quotes, he quotes it in the Sefer Kazmishna as well in the Rambam, in Rotzeach, Perak Aleph, Halach Yudalid, in the name of that ghost, Maimonios, that you have a chiv to save someone else, even if it means putting yourself in a suffix sakana. Says the Beis Yosef, it's very logical. The other guy's a vade sakana. For you, it would only be a suffix sakana. So clearly, the better thing to do would be to save the Vaday Sakana. However, in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote it. Even though he quotes it in Beis Yosef, he quotes it in Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't quote that day in Shulchan Aruch. And the Sma in Siman Tov Chavav says that since the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, the Tur, all do not bring this halacha, apparently one is not obligated to put himself in suffix sakana in order to save somebody else. Question is he permitted to put himself in suffix sakana? Do we consider it a great mitzvah? Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz, la halacha, one should not do it, and Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. However, he says, you have to be shokel advarim hetev if there's actually a suffix sakana. Sometimes people convince themselves that there's a suffix sakana. You know, like they read all the warnings, warning labels or whatever, you know, the standard language before any typical procedure. Oh, there might be a far-fetched one in a million. You have to really think about, is it actually a suffek sakana? So a significant discussion in Poskim, whether a person is obligated or permitted to donate an organ, let's say to donate a kidney. So it really depends when the tshuva was written. If you look in the early days, so that it was mamish suffek sakana, it was a high-level suffek sakana, so then some Poskim were really not so excited about it, and others said it's a great mitzvah, but certainly nothing that we would encourage. And then, as it got safer and safer and safer and safer, so then you had a great, great mitzvah, but still not an obligation. Now, contemporary post-Gemara writing, huge mitzvah, Karov L'chiyuv, Rav Asher Weiss writes, well, he still can't call it a chiyuv to take a limb out of a person's body, but Karov L'chiyuv, to do something like that, because the suffix sakana is so tiny, so minimal. Now the question of that we're deriving all this from Hashavas Aveda is pretty fascinating. That you save a life, why? Because of Hashavas Aveda. So Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chachma Shlomo and Simon Tav Chavav in Chosh Mishpat says, well, there's a din by Hashavas Aveda, that if you have a zakin veinu lefi kvodo, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. If a person sees something in Aveda that's beneath his dignity to be carrying around, he doesn't have to do that. So what if saving a life is going to be beneath your dignity? The person is drowning, but you're wearing your finest suit, and it's going to be beneath your dignity to get it all wet and to ruin your suit. So, or you're going to have to be flailing around in, let's say, the person's drowning in a pile of manure, and you're going to have to be flailing around in a pile of manure in order to save a person's life. So by the rules of Hashavas Aveda, you don't have to save the person's life. And Rav Shlomo Kluger goes so far as to say his raya that you wouldn't have to do it is from our Gemara, because our Gemara asks, why do I need the pasuk of Ashevoso if, after all, we already know that nitan latzilo benafsho? So the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara never answers. Well, Hashavas Aveda is different because Hashavas Aveda has a p'tur of zaken v'enel fikvodo. Sounds like whatever our answer is going to be, we still have all the p'turim of Hashavas Aveda. So both Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe Yerdei Chilk Beis, Simur Kufay and Dalit, and the Klei Chemda in Parshas Kiseitse argue on this Rav Shlomo Kluger in the strongest possible terms, that the Yisrael V'l'Samen Adam Re'echa does not know of an exception of Zakin Ve'Nil Fikvodo. That is Dafka when it comes to Hashavas Aveda. And he said, you know, the Gemara in Bava Metzia writes that even if you're going to apply the rules of Hashavas Aveda, how do we determine what's considered beneath your dignity? Zaken v'enu l'fi kvodo by Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara tells us the way we determine it is, if it were your own Aveda, would you do it? If it were your own lost object, would you suffer the indignity to give it back? Well, if it were your own life, would you flail around? Or would you say, you know what, I'm wearing my nice suit, it's just not worth it, and would you just allow yourself to drown? Well, certainly you would flail around and you would do whatever it takes to save your life. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, even if you accept Rav Shlomo Kluger's model that we follow, Zaken Veinu L'fi Kvodo, there's no such thing when it comes to saving a life, because of course you would do whatever it takes to save your own life. Not only that, if you take this Hashavas Aveda thing even further, Minchas Chinuch, not further, but also Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin says, what if the person is Mavid Atzmal Adas? Person is committing suicide. Is there no din of trying to save his life? Because after all, by Hashavas Aveda and Aveda Midaito, a person is Davka throwing something away, then you don't have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda when you see someone throwing something in the garbage. So maybe Lo Samer Adam Reach won't apply either when you see someone doing such things. So also, Rav Moshe says in that same tshuva that no, we don't paskin like that Minchas Chinuch. Certainly, you have to save a person as Mavid Atzmal Adas, and you're even allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and must be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody who is Ma'avid Atzmal Adas. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Echra Rodi Vachaber Lahargo Vachar Azachar Vachar Naram Rasa Vachar Vimitzis Bezin Vachar Vachrisus Matsilin Oso Benafsho. That if you see someone about to kill somebody else, to be boel the zachar, be boel the narim rasa, or be boel any arayos who are chayavi misus bezin or chayavi krisus. Rashi and Tosfos both point out that we're not talking about stam every aveira that's chayavi misus bezin or chayavi krisus. We're talking about arayos. The person's about to be boel arayos that are chayavi misus bezin or chayavi krisus. You have to save them by killing them. Almanu kohen gadol grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hediot ein matzin also benafsho. You see an almana about to be with the kohen gadol, grusha chalutz about to be with the kohen hediot. You do not have to save them by killing them. Nevda ba aveira. Ein matzilin osa b'nafsho. Once the aveira has already been done, you now no longer have a heter to kill the person because you're not saving anybody. Yesh l'moshia, ein matzilin osa b'nafsho. If someone else, if there's some other salvation, there's someone, there's some other way to save the person without killing anybody, then you're not allowed to kill anybody. Do the other way to save the person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aval Meres Yinichalo Shalei Argena. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the girl says, leave him alone, don't kill him, don't kill him because he might kill me. I don't want him to kill me. So then you don't kill him. Minani mili. So how do we know all of these things? So the Gemara says all of these halachas could be derived from the pasuk. Amar kra ulenara l'sasa davar ein lenara chet maves. So now let's take that pasuk apart piece by piece. First of all, the word na'ara is spelled without a hey. So na'ar zezachar. So that teaches about someone being ba'al zachar. Na'ara, it's pronounced na'ara zunara marasa. That teaches us about na'ara marasa. Chet eluchev ikrisus. Maves eluchev misbezin. Kalhani lamali. Why do I need all of these limudim? Just tell me that you're allowed to kill someone who's about to be bo, chayav ikrisus, and I'll figure out the rest. Why do I need all these things? Tzrichiti kas rachmana nara mishum dalav orche. Avol nara dorche melo. I would think Mishkav Zachar is much worse because he's doing something unusual, so it's extremely embarrassing and degrading to the person. But if it's a na'ara, if it's a girl, at least it's a normal bia, so maybe it's not as degrading and you don't have to kill the guy. So that's why the Torah has to tell me, yes, you do. Vikas Rahman and Na'ara, and if it only were talking about the girl, Mishum de Kapagumla, because that's actually physically being pogame her. Aval Na'ar, but a boy, de lo Kapagumla, where you're not physically being pogame him, a malo, I would think it's not as bad, and therefore you don't have to kill the person. Vikas Rahman and Hani, and if the Torah would have only told me both the case of Mishkav Zachar and the case of Einara Marasa, Mishum de Haila Vorchehuva Kapagumla, is because those are both uniquely terrible. One is because Lavorche, and the other, meaning the case of the boys, because Lavorche, and the case of the Naram Rasa is because the guy is actually going to be physically pogame her. Aval Shar Arayus, Durchayu, Velo Nafish Pigmayu, Emelo. But by other Arayus, Stam, relatives at Araser, where it's not as, where it's a normal Bia, because it's a man and a woman, and the Pagam is not that great, so I would think because she's not an arusa, so I would think that that it's not as bad, and therefore you don't have to kill the person. Because v'rachmana chet, that's why we have an extra word in the pasuk. Tell me, yes, you do. Because v'rachmana chet, havamina filu chayav elavin. Had it only said chet, I would say, wow. Any time there's a forbidden relationship that's about to happen, you're allowed to kill the person, and I would think that even includes if a grusha is about to be with a kohen. Every once in a while, we see it. People have yetzer hara. Cohen marries a grusha. So you get the invitation to the wedding. So certainly you don't want to attend a wedding of an avera. So I would think, no, attend and kill him. So you stop the wedding by killing him. No, kasrachmana maves. For a losa, say we don't do that. It would have to be maves. Vikasrachmana maves. And if it only would have said maves, have a mina chavi misus bezdin in chavi krisus lo. I would say the chavi misus bezdin, you would have to kill him to stop him from the Avera. But for Chayavi Krisus, you would not kill him to stop him from the Avera. So Kas Rachmana, Chet. That's why the Pasuk says Chet. The Lichtav of Rachmana, Chet, Mavis, Lo, Bayi, Nar, V'Nara. Well, once I already know, for Chayavi Krisus, Chayavi Mises, Bezdin, you kill them to stop him. So why do I need Nar and Nara to tell me that for Boel HaZachar and for Boel Narim Rasi? Of course, you're going to kill for a Boel Narim Rasi and Boel HaZachar. There's Pagam, there's the humiliation that it's Lavor. You have all of that. So it says Mara in a chinami. You're right. That we would be able to derive from a simple kal v'chomer. Once it says chet maves, and I know that you're supposed to kill someone who's about to be boel, chayav misus beizdin, or chayav krisus, of course you would kill somebody who's about to be boel nara marasa, or about to be boel zachar. What then do I learn from na'ar and na'ara? In a chinami, the na'ar, na'ara, first possibility, chad l'mutei ovid avodus k'chavim, b'chad l'mutei behema v'shabbos. One teaches me that if someone's about to do avodah zara, I don't kill him, and the other tell me that if someone is about to be bola behema, or Mechal Shabbos, I don't kill him. The Rishonim raised the question, since if the Torah were matzah to be matzal nefesh, someone who's coming to be Mechal Shabbos, the matzah himself would be Mechal Shabbos through killing him, so of course you don't do it. Meaning, killing a person is also Chil Shabbos. So what? I'm going to save him from Chil Shabbos by what? By being Mechal Shabbos myself? What's the Havamina? Why would you think that you would be allowed to do such a thing? So why does the Gemara have to learn from this din, from a pasuk that you don't kill a person who's about to be mechal Shabbos. So they suggest that since according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to save someone who's being mechal Shabbos benafsho, and it's exeris hakasuv. So the Tana of the Brice has to tell me not that way. Meaning there is a shita that holds that you do it. So in a chinami misvara denafshi, I never would have said it. But once there's a shita that says that you have to do it, so then I need a drasha to tell me not to do it. I need someone to tell me that you don't do it. The Achronim come up with cases where even Misvara I would have said that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That he said, for example, the Reuven comes on Shabbos to kill Shimon. If you don't kill him, he's gonna be Harigas Atzmon, and Shimon's gonna be Mechal Shabbos. So the only way to save him from this is through killing him. They come up with creative examples of why in even cases of Misvara that you'd be allowed to kill him. Ulrab Shimon ben Yochai says Gmar Damar over. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that even in Ovid Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to save him by killing him. So now, what am I going to learn from Nara and Nara? Because we said one was to teach me Lamute Ovid Avodah Zchavim, and the other teach me Lamute Behema and Chil Shabbos. So I don't need Lamute Ovid Avodah Zchavim because it's not true. You're allowed to kill someone who's about to be Ovid Avodah Zchavim according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So what do I use these drushes to teach? Chad Lamute Behema v'Chad Lamute Shabbos. We split Behema and Shabbos. Nar and Nara want to teach me Behema and want to teach me Chil Shabbos, that you don't kill in those cases. Because Sal Kadaitech Amina Teisi Shabbos Mechilul Chil Me'avod Chavim. I might think that if you hold a Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that you're allowed to kill someone to stop him from being over Avod Zara. So since the word Chilul is used by Avod Zara and the word Chilul is used by Shabbos, you should also be allowed to kill someone to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. That's why I need a drash in the pasuk that you're not allowed to kill someone to stop him from being Mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's great if you hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, but Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon dam Mechal Shabbos nitan latzil benafsho. The shita we just alluded to before, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds that you're even allowed to kill someone who's about to be Mechal Shabbos if you hold like him, das Shabbos Mechil Chil Me'avod Zchavim, and he derives it from Avod Zchavim because he also thinks when it comes to Avod Zara, you're allowed to kill the person to save him from violating Avod Zara. So then what do we exclude from Nar and Nara? It can't be teach me about Chil Shabbos and Ovid Avod Zara because that it's not true. In those cases, you they're included in the din that you're supposed to kill. So Chad Mi Lamute Behema V'Ida Chaydi Kas Rachman and Nar Kas V'Nami Nara. There's only one miut. The one miut to be Memait Behema that you don't kill someone to save him from being Baal a Behema, and the other one is just once the Torah used the word Nar, we say Nara. The Torah could not have written Nar without the Hay. The Torah has to because it's in the context it's talking about a Nara, so it says Nara, but there's no special miut from Nara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Omer Sinichal Shalei Argena. Then Rabbi Yehuda added that even if the girl says leave him alone because I'm afraid he's going to kill me, so just let him do what he's going to do, that even in that case, you don't kill him. So, what is the machlokas about that case? Whether you kill him in such a case, where she says, leave him alone. Amarava b'makpedes al pegima umanichas v'shelo yargena. Clearly, the girl does not want to be raped. She's very makpid about not having this bia. She doesn't want it, but she's saying to leave him alone because she's afraid for her life. Rabbanan Sabri Apigma Kapid Rachmana Vare Makpedis Al Pigma. The Rabbanan hold the reason you're allowed to kill the Boel is because of the Pigam that he's causing her. And therefore, there's still that Pigam because she's still Makpid about it, so you're still allowed to kill him. But Rabbi Yehuda Haidakam Rachmana Katle Mishum de Masr Nafsha Liktala. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The reason you're allowed to kill the Boel is because we're afraid she's going to fight him so hard to not get raped that she might get killed. So you're trying to save her life. But if she tells you, no, I'm just trying to save my life over here, I'm not fighting him anymore because I just don't want to die, so then you see she's not going to die, and therefore you're not allowed to kill him. Ha, lo masr nafsha liktala. She made it very clear that she's not being moser nefesh to allow herself to be killed. Wait a second, if it's all about Pagam, if you hold like the Rabbanan, that it's just all about the Pagam, well, an Almanu Kohen Gadol is also Pagam, so shouldn't you be allowed to kill a Kohen Gadol as being Boel, the Almana? So Apigma Rabba Kapid Rachmana, Apigma Zuta Lo Kapid Rachmana. No, it's only for a major Pagam that we would go so far as to say that you're even allowed to kill. For a Pagam Zuta, for a smaller Pagam, we would not go so far as to say that you're allowed to kill. Okay, the next piece is going to take us well into tomorrow's daf, so I guess we'll stop there and we'll just race through it tomorrow.